Right, I've just been through all the posts a bit early today, and it was nice seeing all those answers given by the people. Actually, if you read only since yesterday and today, you will almost get a summary of the 4-hour MACD system. I'm so glad to see people starting to concentrate and asking questions around when do I enter? Because a lot of people just take the MACD and just enter. If you stay just with one currency and you just do the MACD, you might survive and get some pips on the table. But when you jump around, random might take you out. That's why you need filters. That's why you need to know the motion of the market in terms of those moving averages, and then support and resistance. And it's very important to map that support and resistance to see how the market behave in between those support and resistance. And if you look at that summary that I have done on page 289, you will see that there's a summary. I think there's 13 lessons that will give you everything you need to know about the system, but it's still necessary to work through the thread. It's not easy. I know it's a very long one, but the reason why it's necessary to go through it is to get all the questions and answers. And there's a lot of other MP3s and PDFs that I've posted, for instance, how to draw trend lines. It's very important that you people know how to draw your support and resistance lines, to be able to capture the price movement, the current one, into a certain space. That's very, very important to know that. I just want to quickly have a look here to see where have I put that. Drawing trend lines, that will be lesson 5, market rhythm part 2, on that summary. How to draw trend lines. It's very important to define your price in between two support and resistance lines, and that can be done by channels like pips are doing, top and bottom trend lines, support and resistance lines. You can use pivots if you want to, daily pivots. You can use Fibonacci if you want to. As long as you are comfortable and understand the motion between those two support and resistance lines, because that can keep you out of a trade going long when there are massive resistance, like that British pound one we had on the thread, page 334, where it ran on the daily graph, it ran into that resistance line coming down, and then it turned around. Very important to know that, that when you take a long trade on the 4 hours, because on the daily you can still run into resistance, but on the 4 hour there might be still 20-25 pips up to that specific trend line or resistance line, which might give you a couple of pips. But then you know where you are. You know you are at a key resistance level, and if you are 20 pips away, you know your profit target is going to be 10, 12, 13, 14, 15. If you are 50 away, you know there's room for 40. Another thing is, I see people's stop losses being taken out due to the fact that they set their stop loss right at exact numbers or exact places, like a moving average. I don't work into specific pips and say 1.34, because 1.34, that's where they're going to take you out sometimes by one pip. I'm working in a region of 10 pips. That's my range that I'm playing around with a stop loss. If my resistance or support says at 1.34, I'm going short, I won't put my take profit on 1.34. I put it on 1.34.10, 10 pips away. You must say, yeah, but you might throw away. Yes, I might throw away. But I've had a lot of cases where that come 2 pips, even 1 pip, short of my target profit, and then you turn around. Target profit you can still manage afterwards, but a stop loss you cannot. If your stop loss has been taken out, you cannot manage it anymore. So it's very important to take your stop out of the I call it the breeding of the market. And there are major levels that you've got to know they are attacking it. Or if I say they, those are the areas they, the price is going to. It's to those moving averages. So if you go long and the price bounce off the 21, you at least want to have your stop loss below the 21 EMA. If there's a little tail or there's a candle that closed below it or has got a little tail below the 21, you're looking to put it maybe below that and work out your risk-reward ratio. That's very important. But thanks again to all the people that posted today. Go back to that summary, page 289 from post 4335 onwards, and you will get a summary of the market. The MACD itself is not the important thing, although it might look like that in the original document. What I wanted to try to do in the document is just to set your mind to when to pull the trigger. The opportunity to pull the trigger is when the MACD give a signal. But then you still have to analyze where are you in terms of the market motion. Where are you in terms of your support and resistance lines? Are there room to go long? That's where your risk-reward ratio comes in. That's very important. Go back to history and see how the market, when it moves away from the 89, it pulls back to the 21. If it's in a nice trend, it goes up, pull back to the 21. When it gets on the top and it starts turning around, it comes below the 21 EMA, and then it tends to go back to the 21 EMA, and then it comes down to the 89. That's the type of motion you're looking for. Anything else than that, you have to be careful. Then you know you're in short term. You take 15 pips here and a 20 pip there. But when the market starts moving in the right rhythm, you want to stay in it as long as possible. Once a month, if you can be in one rhythm for a month, if it comes once a month and you are in that rhythm and you can stay in it, you're going to make your 300 pips easily by staying in one trade nice and long and the pick up here at 10 and a 15 and a 20. But very important, your support resistance lines, go back to that lesson 5 on the summary and you will see that how I do the trend lines.